Well, today is our 30th birthday, 30th anniversary of the Tickets signing on the air back in January of 1994 on the 24th, 6 a.m. that morning. It was not the Musers show. We weren't moved to Morning Drive until the fall of 1995. For the first year and a half, Morning Drive was anchored by Skip Bayless. He was the first voice that you heard at 6 a.m. when the station signed on the air 30 years ago today. And we thought we would have him on the program to wish him a happy anniversary and just see what he's up to. Let's open the door and welcome Skip Bayless into the studio.
Whoa, okay.
Hi, Skip.
Good morning and welcome to history. You are listening to the first breaths of the first all-sports radio station in Dallas history. You are listening to the second rebirth of what will become known as Skip Bayless's very own new ticket.
Okay.
Your ticket inside Dallas Fort Worth sports. And my annoying personality that puts off every person who works with him. I am Skip Bayless, a.k.a. Dr. Bay.
Yeah.
I started this station many years ago, and I am here to take it back. No longer will you hear the morning losers.
Oh, gosh.
Now you will hear my show, and my show will become known as Intolerable Ass Talking Out of His Butt with Extreme Condescension and Performative Outrage.
It'll be known as that?
And as you listen to Intolerable Ass Talking Out of His Butt with Extreme Condescension and Performative Outrage, I have a promise for you. And you can put this in 33-inch headlines.
Okay.
You will be tired of my butt within 90 seconds. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, which will become known as X.
Well, I think it already is.
You can see me on X throw away the same five Cowboys jerseys into a clean garbage can after every Cowboy loss.
Yes. Always doing that.
Yeah, you will be able to see me in posted television show clips haranguing black co-host and pretending to be a huge Cowboys fan despite hating the Cowboys every day I actually lived in the Metroplex.
Yeah, what about that character? Whatever happened to him?
Yes, I pretend that I never worked at the Ticket, but now I'm taking over the Ticket. I am Skip Bayless, your new morning show host. No longer will you hear George Dunnow or Craig Filler on these airwaves. You will get the real poop from my mouth to your ears.
Gross.
I am the only one with the courage and the conviction to tell Nary Jones that he needs to fire Mike Mafarthy and that they cannot depend on Dak Prescott or CeeDee Lamb to slaughter.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Cowboys to get rid of Micah Missing Parsons. No longer should we depend on Durand Plays Bland.
I knew you'd do something with Durand, that name,
yeah,
Skip.
Okay.
DeMarcus Lawrence is no longer D-Law, but now D can't lay down D-Law.
Oh, my God. That's torturous.
You two guys hated me when I was here because
no,
you were jealous of me.
No,
you were jealous about how I could never pass up a mirror without staring at my sinewy biceps and bird face for 10 minutes.
Bird face.
You were jealous that I was the only one to separate every one of my spoken words with a comma or a M-dash.
It is weird.
You were jealous because I plowed through the Ticket secretarial pool for ego-stroking romantic partners who would let me do stuff to their bathroom areas while not taking them to work events.
Skip.
I was Dr. Bay, and I am Dr. Bay now. I am the original king of the Ticket, and that is undisputed. I was the first take that the Ticket ever had, and I will be the last.
Okay, I'm fine.
That shot clock has got me. I gotta go get on a treadmill and put on my nipple clamps and come up with my five idiotic takes of the day. Rock me!
That's how he does it?
I guess so.
Wow.
Man, I didn't realize he used nipple clamps.
I think that was a mistake.